From spark and anvil and alchemist's forge, this is Hint Hertha and Stretch Sage in Chapter 1 of the Alchemist's Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Maya was stuck. She had been stuck for 20 minutes. The problem on her worksheet was not, by library standards, especially monstrous. It said, "A baker has a recipe that calls for 3/4 cup of flour. She wants to make 2/3 of a batch. How much flour does she use?" Maya stared at it. She tried adding the fractions. That felt wrong. She tried subtracting them. That felt wrong too. She thought maybe she had to multiply them, but multiplying 2 fractions less than 1 would make the answer smaller than either, and she didn't know if that was even legal. She had been chewing on her pencil for so long, the eraser had teeth marks. Eventually, she pushed back from the table. She walked over to the wooden booth between the children's section and the back room. She rang the bell. Ding! The brass shutter clanked open. Hint Hertha looked out over her round glasses. She had 3 knitting needles balanced on her wrist and a small ball of yellow yarn in her lap. "Tell me what the problem is asking," she said. Maya read it out loud, the whole thing, twice. Hertha nodded each time. She set down her knitting. She said, "What does it mean to take 2/3 of a batch?" Maya frowned. "It means you make less than a whole batch. You make a smaller batch." "How much smaller?" 2/3 of the size. "So if a whole batch needed 3 cups of flour, how much would 2/3 of a batch need?" Maya thought. 2 cups. Why? "Because 2/3 of 3 is 2. Hertha smiled. "Excellent. Now, the recipe doesn't call for 3 cups. It calls for 3/4 of a cup. So what does 2/3 of 3/4 mean?" Maya stared at the page. "Oh," she whispered. She walked back to her table. She wrote slowly. "I need 2/3 of 3/4 of a cup. She turned that over in her head. 2/3 of 3/4. It wasn't an addition problem. It wasn't a subtraction problem. It was a taking part of a part problem. She had done these before, with whole numbers. 2/3 of 15. You divide by 3, then multiply by 2. 15 divided by 3 is 5. 5 times 2 is 10. So 2/3 of 15 was 10. The same recipe must work for fractions. 3/4 divided by 3 is 1/4. 1/4 times 2 is 2/4. 2/4 is 1/2. The baker uses 1/2 cup of flour. Maya checked it. 1/2 cup is 2/3 of 3/4 of a cup. She drew a quick picture. A glass with 3/4 of a cup. Mark off 2/3 of that height. Yes, the mark landed exactly at 1/2. She laughed quietly. She wrote 1/2 cup in the answer box. She put down the pencil. The pencil felt much lighter than it had 10 minutes ago.
Maya was packing up to go home when she heard a low rumble of a voice behind her. "What's that on the worksheet?" She turned around. Stretch Sage was standing in the aisle, holding his sketchbook under one arm. He had come over from the alcove. He must have been watching. "It's a fraction problem," Maya said. "I figured it out." "May I see?" She handed him the worksheet. Stretch read the problem. He read Maya's work. He nodded slowly. He turned his crooked smile on her. "This is good," he said. "Hertha got you to see it as taking a part of a part. That's the real meaning. Most kids never get that meaning. They just memorize multiply across the top, multiply across the bottom. You actually saw it." "Thank you." "What would happen," Stretch said, tapping the page, "if the baker wanted to make 7/8 of a batch instead of 2/3? Maya thought. "Then I'd need 7/8 of 3/4. "And how would you do that?" 3/4 divided by 8 is 3/32. Times 7 is 21/32. I'd use 21/32 of a cup. "Whatever 30 seconds is small," Stretch said. "Is that right?" It's less than a cup. The original was 3/4 of a cup. 7/8 is almost a whole batch. So the flour should be almost 3/4 of a cup. 21/32 is... She did the math. 24/32 is 3/4. 21 is 3 less than 24. So it's 3/32 less than 3/4. That's a little less than a teaspoon less than 3/4. That sounds right. That sounds right to me too, Stretch said. He nodded approvingly. He flipped the worksheet over. Now, what would happen, he said, if the recipe called for 2/3 cup of flour instead of 3/4, and the baker wanted 3/4 of a batch instead of 2/3? Maya squinted. That's the same numbers, just swapped. Is it the same answer? She paused. 3/4 of 2/3? 2/3 of 3/4. She had figured both of those. 3/4 of 2/3. 2/3 divided by 4 is 2/12. × 3 is 6/12, which is 1/2. The same answer. 1/2 cup. Maya's eyes went wide. It's the same? It's the same. But that doesn't make sense. The recipe is different. The batch size is different. And yet, Stretch said. Maya stared at her worksheet.
The order doesn't matter, she said slowly. 2/3 of 3/4 is the same as 3/4 of 2/3. The flour needed is the same. Why might that be? Stretch asked. Maya thought hard. The answer was hovering somewhere just out of reach. Because we're taking the same total amount of stuff each time. 2/3 and 3/4 multiplied together is the same as 3/4 and 2/3 multiplied together. Multiplication doesn't care about order. 2 × 3 is the same as 3 × 2. So when we multiply fractions to get a part of a part, it doesn't matter which is the part and which is the whole. That's a deep observation, Stretch said. That's actually a property of multiplication. Mathematicians call it commutativity. It holds for whole numbers, it holds for fractions, it holds for almost every kind of number you'll meet. Multiplication doesn't care about order. Addition doesn't either. Subtraction does. Division does. You can tell a lot about an operation by asking whether it cares about order. Maya looked at the worksheet again. The original problem felt very, very small now. It had grown into something much wider. She had started the afternoon stuck on one fraction baking problem. She had ended it with a property of multiplication.
She was packing her bag for real this time. Hertha had come out of her booth to stretch her legs. Stretch was still leaning on the table. You two ganged up on me, Maya said, almost laughing. We didn't gang up, Hertha said. I showed up first. Sage showed up second. He always does that. I show up after the problem has been defeated, Stretch said. I cannot defeat problems. I can only widen them. Hertha defeats them by making them smaller. Then I take what is left and make it bigger again, in a different direction. It's the same problem, Hertha said. It is the same problem, Stretch said. It's just gone smaller and then wider, Hertha said. You make it sound easy, Maya said. I make it sound like a discipline, Hertha said, which is what it is. The problem on your page took 20 minutes. The lesson took 1 afternoon. The lesson is going to last a year. That is the trade. Stretch nodded slowly. Smaller than wider, he said. That's the whole job. That's the whole job, Hertha agreed. Maya walked home along the path through the gardens. She did not stop thinking about 3/4 and 2/3 the whole way. She did not stop thinking about commutativity either, even though she did not yet trust the word. She had never met a math word she trusted on first acquaintance. But she had decided one thing. She would ring the bell again tomorrow. And then she would go find Stretch in his alcove. She would do it in that order, but that wasn't the part that stayed with her on the walk home. What stayed with her was the feeling in her chest. Light and warm and a little proud, the way you feel when something huge turns out to be friendly after all. She had walked into the afternoon tangled up and worried. She walked home glad, her shoulders easy, humming a little without noticing.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Hint Hertha and Stretch Sage. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.